ironing together.
Laundry?
Okay.
I do.
Did people used to use the word laundry as much as they do now?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What would they say? Just washing and.
It was a wash day, and as you said, it wasn't laundry as we know it now. The terminology wasn't, I don't think nobody used it. And some did. In my household, it was. This is the day for us to do our laundry. You know what I'm saying.
But generally, people.
Generally, it wasn't,
mm-hmm.
so far as I know.
Mm-hmm. And to get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house, you'd have a
stairway. I didn't have it coming up. I have it now.
Uh-huh. What about to get from the porch, the ground to the porch?
Steps.
Okay. And some houses have boards on the outside that lap over each other like this.
Shingles.
Okay. Well, not shingles. Long
sidings.
Okay. Did you ever hear of weatherboarding?
What
the
same thing? Weatherboarding. I can see weatherboard fits like this.
Uh-huh.
One board laps over another and all the way down, so you can see the rain where we can't. That's weatherboard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing? As
a siding.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Say, if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and to hit the nail with, you'd have a
hammer.
Okay, so you'd say, I took the hammer and I whacked the nail in. I took the hammer and I whacked the nail into the wall.
Drove.
Okay, and if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what?
Driven further.
Okay, and you say, you take the hammer and whack the nail
Drive the nail further.
Okay. And do you ever see anyone with a special building outside for storing wood?
Well, yeah, a wood house.
Mm-hmm. What about tools? Where would they be kept?
Same thing. It's in a barn at that time. It's part of a barn on a farm.
Uh-huh. What about before they had indoor toilets, they used to have?
Outdoor toilets.
Uh-huh. What were they called?
Outdoor toilets.
Any other name?
That's what ours was called.
Uh-huh. What did other people call theirs? Did you ever?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I know that's toilet. That's all I know.
What about the place where you could store corn? That would be a.
What is the store in the barn at the time I knew? Of course, we weren't great farmers. In the barn?
Uh-huh. Was there a special place in the barn for corn?
Yes, it had a special place for corn to be stored, special place for hay.
Uh-huh. What did you call the special place for corn?
I guess they called it a bin. I'm not sure. I didn't do too much farming along those lines.
Uh-huh. What about the hay, the upper part of the barn where the hay would be kept?
Well, loft.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
And if you had too much hay to put in the loft, you could leave it outside in a.
Well, well, you could leave it outside, but they would what they call stack it.
Uh-huh.
I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I worked in at a hay baling machine. I used to bale it, you know, and we would store it that way.
Mm-hmm. Any other ways besides stacking it or baling it?
Well, farmers used to, I don't know what they call it, row it, so it just really stacked, the whole thing is stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about some of these questions may be
too far back.
Too detailed or too far back or something, but I'm going to ask them anyway.
Go ahead.
When you first cut the hay, this was before they'd bale it, and you'd dry it and they'd rake it up in little piles. Did you ever hear the name for those little piles?
Windrow.
Okay. What about a place where you could store grain? Did you ever hear of a special?
Silo.
Uh-huh.